The Heat and the Fury by Peter Schwartzstein. The one-sentence summary. The link between climate change and violence is clear. It has a deep bearing on much global violence. What the book says. The book is subtitled On the Front Lines of Climate Violence. The author is an environmental journalist who conducts on-the-ground exploration of climate change's contribution to global violence. He investigates a number of countries in detail. Iraq. How the water crisis fueled recruitment for the terrorist organisation ISIS, who weaponised misery as a recruitment strategy. As a top scholar of terrorism noted, the countryside people ticked all the boxes. They were poor, they felt they had less power than they deserved, they felt they were forgotten, and they felt that they had all the riches that Baghdad was stealing. Iraqi commanders call poor visibility ISIS weather, because they timed many of their attacks during periods of fog, fierce rain, and sun-choking sandstorms. Meanwhile, construction schemes to build large, huge reservoirs, when they can barely fill their existing ones, are seen as corrupt money-making schemes by militia-affiliated contractors. One top environmentalist said, "This is like a poor man building a massive safe." Bangladesh. How a coastline battered by sea level rise created a group of dominant pirates preying on so-called bandit fodder. More than half its people live less than 5 metres above sea level. The principal pirate lair is in the Sundarbans, the world's largest contiguous mangrove forest. Here, around a dozen pirate gangs killed hundreds of people, stealing everything in sight. Apart from climate change, locals also suffer from upstream dam construction projects. Egypt and Ethiopia. How water wars between the two countries have broken the norm of cooperating over water and escalated tensions. Egypt would not exist without the Nile, and has regarded it as very much their own for thousands of years, but the headwaters are in Ethiopia, who embarked on construction of the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, or GERD, in 2011, which is now open. The possibility that climate stresses might stifle Nile crop cultivation at a time when Egypt already imports more wheat than any other country in the world is seen as nothing less than an existential threat. Indeed, the 2011 revolution in Egypt may have been triggered in part by the long lag of the 2007-08 food price spike. Protesters chanted for bread, freedom, and social justice. Nepal. Civic dysfunction created by bad rulers has laid the conditions for such appalling water management that tanker men delivering water are feasting off ordinary people. Climate change is effectively a destroyer of state legitimacy, and the presence of opportunic tanker men is a symbol of government incompetence in what, ironically, is a water-rich nation.